Hello?
Hi, is this Daniel?
Yep.
Hey, Daniel, how's it going? This is John with Local Splash. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great, sir. Doing great. The sun is out and everything for me here. Can't complain with that. I swear, the weather's been crazy these days, so I'm glad it's the sun is out.
Finally.
Yeah. So, Daniel, I know last week we plan on giving a call today so that way we can get everything up and running for your Google presence. Do you have a couple minutes so we can get that started?
Yeah, sure thing.
Okay, beautiful. Now, I remember you wanted to start this loop for the location in Texas, correct?
Yeah, Houston.
Houston, Texas. Okay. And, Daniel, I remember I have everything all in here, but as far as the phone number, because it was kind of a sticky situation where it was you're the main person to speak to and things like that. But as far as that location, there's a different operator in that location. Is that correct?
We have a 24/7 live call answering service.
Okay.
It's the same number for all of the U.S., and then that gets directed depending on if it's 9 to 5 to the appropriate person.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay. And what number would that be for the customers then? So that way I could put that in here.
It's going to change. So do you want me to give you the current one and then change it once we have the new one, or?
Well, how soon would you be changing that number?
I'm thinking tomorrow, because our current answering service is not so good. So we're going to change to another one.
Okay. Well, the new one will be fine then. Yes, sir.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. And then let me put it here. Okay. What will be the new number then?
I don't know.
Okay. So let's do
it. I have given it to you.
Sorry, that was my moment right there. Daniel, what's the old number then?
The old number. It's 1-866.
Okay, 1-866.
769.
Okay.
1491.
1491. I'm gonna repeat that back. I got 1-866-769-1491. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, for customers, and I'm gonna put a notation that we're changing this number tomorrow.
There are some pending edits on the Google Business profile.
Okay.
So is that fine?
Well, that's the things that we're going to be able to help you with. So if you're having any trouble with your Google Business profile, you guys will still be able to hands-on, you know, be able to make those modifications yourself. But I like to put it like this. If you're paying for our service to help you, utilize our team. That's what they're there for. You know what I mean? So it's important. Yeah. Okay. And then, Daniel, I want to make sure for the business name in that area is still the same name, right? The National Painting and Painting Partners?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what is the address for that location then?
For that location, it's give me a second. Where was this? It's 2700.
2700.
Post Oak Boulevard.
Post Oak, like P-O-S-T and then O-A-K?
Yep.
Okay. And then Houston, Texas. Is that the zip code 77056?
Yep.
Beautiful. Okay. And then, you know, when I'm pulling this up on Google here, the website, when I click on that, it was taking quite some time to load, and it says it can't be reached, though. Is it under construction at the moment?
Yeah, it's going to be published in hopefully later today. So that's why I'll tell you.
Yes, sir.
Because if I can have, you know, the website, the new number, the plugins, and some of kind of like the pixels and the tracking that this agency wants to do, I think we'd be ready to kind of get onboarded tomorrow.
Got it. Okay, so this works out perfectly then. Okay, now I understand everything here, Daniel, to the fullest. Yeah. Okay.
We're good to go tomorrow. Tomorrow we're good to go.
Okay, so then, Daniel, I just want to make sure. So today we can get this started. I could set up the technician call for the website and everything like that for tomorrow. Is that still the plan? Or?
Yeah. No, that works fine.
And, okay, just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, I wanted to comment something with you.
Yeah.
We discovered that it's a very good business to paint floors.
Okay.
With epoxy.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we're looking to get, you know, more contracts like that.
Beautiful.
Mainly, you know, warehouses, you know, manufacturing facilities and so on. And also, you know, mm-hmm. taking advantage that it's Texas we're talking about, you know, tank lining, you know, like crude oil tank lining and chemical gas tank lining. And, you know, mainly if we can kind of like heavily target the commercial industrial market. And because in coating, because as we are PPG distributors, we actually make more money out of the paint than the actual work.
Wow. Okay.
So we were thinking that, because for example, we painted a 1,000 square feet garage Friday, and it was $9,000 for the job, and it was $3,500 for the product, and we took from the product, we took $2,900 profit.
Incredible, I believe it. Yeah. Yes, sir. Epoxy flooring is huge, especially in Texas, too. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Actually, my father is in Houston, and he just did his garage flooring with epoxy flooring. So, and it's a huge, huge garage that he was doing. So it kind of makes sense, you know. It's just a huge thing. And that's just for a residential thing, you know what I mean? So I'm sure even commercial, you're going to do very well with that. All right, so I'm going to add that part in there. Give me a second on this. Now, before I even get to that part, I want to make sure I'm not losing a spot for our technician team to go over finer details of all of that, website, everything here for you. Tomorrow, do you have an hour window to speak with them to go over that?
Yeah. Let me check my calendar. Actually, tomorrow, if we can at this same time, or perhaps mm-hmm. in like 20 minutes time instead, it will
sure. be. Sure. Okay. Yeah. Let me see the schedule here. Now, are you going to be in Texas or Houston, or are you going to be in Colorado still for that phone call?
No, I'm in Europe right now.
Oh, you're in Europe? Okay. I don't know the time schedule over there right now. What time is it over there currently?
It's almost 10 p.m.
Oh, my gosh.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
No worries.
Wow, that blows my mind, sir. Okay, so 10 p.m. Well, let's see here. Because right now where I'm at, it's about 3:40 p.m. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, sorry. What were you going to say?
Okay, so what I was going to say is I want to make sure that we have the right time schedule going here. So let me make sure I change this here. Boom. Okay. I'll have an opening tomorrow, about 15 minutes from now tomorrow. So it'll be like, that's 11 o'clock your time. That's a little
It's
late.
Fine. It's okay.
Are you sure? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, no worries.
Let me go ahead and send this as an email right now as a Google invite to you. And I'm going to send that same email to our team as well. All you need to do is hit yes on your side just to show that you're committed. And then our team is going to hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to this meeting as well. If for any reason that you need to reschedule or it's taking too long, please, communication is key into all of this right now. They'll be happy to accommodate and change that up if you need to, okay? So I'm going to send this as an email now. Let me know once you got it. It's coming from the same email I emailed me previously, jseo@localsplash.com.
Okay.
All right. Refresh. There we go. And I'm going to put a reminder for them, too.
Why do you have John SEO as your name?
That is my real name. My first name is John. Last name is pronounced So. I'm half Korean.
Are you Korean?
Half Korean, half Puerto Rican, sir.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. So how the hell do you say hello? It's like...
In Korean?
What?
Yeah. Not bad, actually. Annyeonghaseyo.
Annyeonghaseyo, my brother.
Yes, sir. I love it. It's funny. I was just eating some Korean food for lunch today, so I'm going to bring you back a little bit. All right. And then I just got your email as well. Dan, I got to ask. I mean, how do you know some Korean now?
I import cosmetics, Korean cosmetics to Scandinavia.
Okay. There you go.
I white label cosmetics for shopping malls and stuff like that so that they can have their own brand with cosmetic Korean cosmetics.
Beautiful.
I spent 2-3 months of the year in Seoul.
In Seoul? Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. I'm a little jealous.
Yeah,
I have family up there. I still haven't been. You believe this?
I have to go, man.
I hear every time from my family, they're like, you got to come visit. I'm like, I feel bad. I got my family now, you know? So, yes, sir. All right. So I got everything here. Now, as far as the hours of operations, everything we're talking about from here right now is for Google, right? Showing on your Google business profile. How would you like to be showcased as far as the hours of operations for this? And this is all going to be just for that location. So would you like to put like 24/7, Monday through Friday, or what do you think?
Yeah, 24/7 because the conditions are with the answering service, so they know that from 9 to 5 they can direct the calls, and otherwise they need to take a message.
Beautiful. Okay. All right. Boom.
And this is good, right? So to have a 24/7 answering service?
1,000%. Yes, sir. Actually, that's my personal opinion on that one, right? When business owners say, hey, John, what do you think I should put here? Well, if you're able to take the calls, then take it. If it's out of reach on your time frame, that's okay. If a customer really needs you, they're going to leave a voicemail, right? You always catch them back. So, yeah. And then I'm going to put in parentheses, we'll need to change later. Change tomorrow. And then also, now, like I said, this package goes around 100-mile radius in every direction. So I'm sure you want to put it in that sense for this location, correct?
About 50 miles is fine.
Oh, okay. All right, 50 miles for now.
Yeah, because I have three crews in Galveston. I have one in Sugarland, one in Cypress Hill, one in center of Houston. So we can, yeah, no problem.
Okay, beautiful. All right. And then how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you accept cash only, check, credit card, Zelle?
We do, their invoice gets sent to their phone and email, and they need to pay with a credit card or a debit card. And in some cases, we do accept cash on site. But usually to deliver, kind of like the second part of the payment. And then check, I try not to because, you know.
Yes, sir. Well, you kind of want to avoid any discrepancies and things like that, you know. So especially for if you're doing the work, you want to get paid for it. So I'll go ahead and put that for now. And then also the business. Oh,
yeah. We have free interest months as well. So they just pay and they select the cars and it's kind of like the period that they want to pay in installments and that they can do it.
Ooh, installment payment. Okay, so let me do... I'm just going to put installment options. Is that okay with you? To kind of better word that?
Yeah, it's with the payment processor. It's not us, so it's safe.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, then, no, I'm just going to leave it alone then. Yeah, because by that time, they're going to be speaking with your guys. I'd rather keep it more with them customers talking directly with you guys than anything like that.
Perfect.
All right. And then also, now, I have added in here the epoxy flooring. For commercial and industrial, correct? A two, right? Just want to make sure. Okay, so commercial and industrial. Epoxy flooring. Okay. Now, as far as keywords, I'm putting it on the spot. I mean, you don't have to have all of it right now. We just want to make sure our team is really putting the right keywords in here to make sure you're being found easier and for the right quality of work. So, obviously, painting services, but interior, exterior painting, I'm assuming as well, right?
Yeah, residential, we do interior and exterior for everything. We do residential, commercial, and industrial. We've seen residential, you know, anything that you can think of, single family homes, new home development, you know, spurs up an old home, new construction, anything that needs paint from the ground up, we can do. We can also paint roofs if it's metal roofing and stuff like that. For commercial as well, you know, kind of dentist offices, shopping malls. We're going to paint a big shopping mall in Cleveland. We're going to paint the Energy Stadium in Houston.
Get out of here. Wow. All right.
Warehouses, stuff like that. And industrial, it's industrial warehouses, which differ from normal kind of like storage warehouses. Mm-hmm. We also do oil and gas, railroad maintenance, water sewage, pipeline maintenance, oil and gas pipeline maintenance. Planes, we can also paint planes, ships, we do paint ships as well.
You paint planes and ships? Get out of here. All right. All right. Man, that's pretty wild. I don't know. That's just a cool thing. I'd love to do it on my bucket list on that just to say I did it, you know? It makes it easier for a living.
Yeah. No, it's pretty cool. We are currently painting about 30 planes per month in Cleveland. There's a Chinese company that buys old planes and kind of like reships them and then resells them to millionaires in China.
Wow. So he flips paint planes.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? When he told me about it, I was like, what?
Planes? Like, I hold the record. I'm like, wait, let's go to that one.
Holy awesome.
I know, right? I'm like, wait a minute. I didn't even know you could do that. All right. I love it. Okay, so I got this in here. What's the next part? Let's go over, obviously, the business in that one over there is licensed and insured, I'm assuming here. So it's here.
Yeah, Houston is not necessary, but we are insured nonetheless. Yeah.
Nonetheless. Okay, perfect.
We're not licensed because you can't. They don't ask it, so you can't get licensed. But we have general liability insurance.
Okay, so I'll put it in here as well. Wired in the area. Boom, that one. Now, do you guys have a Facebook business page for this location as well or no?
We have a general location. Do you suggest that we open one for each single location?
We have a different package for that, but honestly, I think that's thinking way too far ahead. I hope I earn your trust when I say that, because it is an additional cost for it. I think your bread and butter is to see and evaluate everything that's going on with Google, these directories, to generate that work to your website and ultimately get jobs. My suggestion on this, if you're trying to hit more residential with that, then I would definitely hit the Facebook for sure. But if you're trying to focus on the commercial side, industrial, things like that, I would say Google is probably a better bet than that, the Google ads that we're doing here. So.
No. I want to do one thing at a time. So I don't want to do Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest and everything at the same time. So let's nail this one and then we can.
Right. Exactly. I'm on the same page with you on that. Yes, sir. Totally agree. All right. So let me go ahead. And now the next part, I'm sending this to our team right now. That way tomorrow, they're not starting from scratch. They're going to know exactly what they need to do. They're going to put some keywords in the algorithms for ready. May even give you suggestions for current services you're providing to see if we can move that ranking up even quicker, okay?
Okay.
The next part is the voice verification. So I'm not accepting a no for an answer. This protects you on your pricing, okay? Now, I'm going to give you a direct phone number before I even hit record for that part. I want to make sure you're always having a way to contact our team. Let me know when you're ready. I want to give you that phone number now.
You're going to give me a phone number? Okay. Yeah, you should.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, it's in the email, but I want to make sure you have it saved in your phone if you have to, okay? All right. It's 877.
877.
Uh-huh. 635.
6225.
6225. Okay. You got it. You can save it as local splash. It is voice activated. Yes. You can call and say website. You could say Google. You could say client support, billing, whatever it is. There'll be a team available for you Monday through Friday. They'll pop open the account and you know exactly how to help you or modify things when you need to. Okay.
Okay, so that's support. Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So let me go ahead and send this now. Boom. That was good. All right. So. Now, just to make sure, recap before I hit the record on because the pricing, I want to make sure you're protected on this. We spoke briefly last time about it, but I wanted to give you pretty much a free month, okay? So we're doing $900 upfront for 3 months, and that's making sure that you're getting that third month already free. So that's all-inclusive for you, everything we spoke about, okay? So just making sure we're still continuing through with that. I will put that pricing when I hit the record here, okay? So without further ado.
How much did you say? I didn't hear.
Yes, sir. So month-to-month is normally $449 a month, right? But I'm going to give you for 3 months at $900 flat. Because I know you were telling me, hey, I'm going to give you a commitment here. I want to show you that same commitment back to you. Okay, sir?
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Get more bang for your buck, man. I mean, you're going to be 3 months. I want to make sure you're getting everything we can give you. Okay? So let me go ahead and hit record. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
National Painting Partners.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Daniel Salazar, co-owner.
Perfect. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. And last question, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Okay, yeah.
That's pretty much saying, hey, listen, if you have someone else working on things that we're working on, we need to be aware of that. So that way, hey, we're not thinking, hey, who's messing with your account here, right? Okay. All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on April 29th. the non-refundable amount of $900 flat. This covers for 3 months. Now remember, after those 3 months, if we don't upgrade, or not upgrade, if we don't continue to say, hey, listen, we're going to do another 3 months, it'll automatically go to the monthly of $449 per month. So please let me know from that point so that way we can rediscuss. Okay?
Now, okay, so if I want to continue, then I just say thank you.
Correct. Yeah, I'm going to go over that part right here, right now. Yes, sir. So now you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support at the 877 number that I just provided to you. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Beautiful, sir. That's right. I just want to make sure you're protecting that pricing, man. I want to, no discrepancies on that. And again, 3 days in advance, if the case doesn't work out or anything like that, then at least you're protected in that sense as well. But I'm sure this is going to do very well for you. I'm going to keep close tabs on it to make sure that, you're getting the max results that you're looking for. All right. So let's go ahead. And
so the breakdown of the cost is that it already includes some advertising, some ad dollars, right?
Yeah, this is including your Google ads above the local map section. It's also including the organic look in the local map section. Also, your local directories, Yelp, Yahoo, and Bing are included in this package. Now, if you decided that you needed help with a website or anything like that, you want to use that same domain name, we can do that, okay? So I want to make sure that that's all set for you. I have it in the notes just in case if you decide to do that, though, okay?
Yeah, I think we're going to use our website.
Okay.
It's, it cost a pretty penny, so we should use it.
Oh, yeah. Get your money's worth on that one, man. All right, so let me go ahead and move this forward here. All right, and then on the card that you're using today, is it just the first and last name, or is it just, or is there a middle initial as well?
No, we're gonna use my business partner's card.
Okay, and
he's
the name
a
that's okay. All right, okay. Give me 1 second here. I'm gonna make sure I have everything here.
Can you send me a link so that I can pay through it?
That you can do. Yes, sir. I can do that. Give me 1 second. I'm kind of putting everything all together. Now, on the account, though, if whoever's name is on the card, it is our rule that we have to make sure we're speaking to that person on the phone, though. So is it his name that's on the card, though?
Yeah, because the bank account is on his name. Yeah.
Okay.
In his name.
Is there any way that he can do like a 2 second or 2 minute call here so we can verify somehow, or you know what I mean? Because if you're using a card, I trust you, but at the same time, it's our policy on that one, man. I don't want to get in trouble for that either. Is there any way we can set something up like that or give him a call right now, or how do we work this out?
I don't think so. Give me a second. I need to answer something. I'm going back.
Yeah, okay. But I'll be right here.
Thank you, man. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
I'm in charge of the business, so I really don't kind of like go back and
forth with
him and so on. So if you just send me the link, I'll pay. And if not, then
it's going to your.
Yeah,
it's under your business. It's a company car will be going from you anyway. I got it. I'm starting to understand this much better. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Then that's okay. Daniel, what was the name that's on the card then?
Rafael Vera.
Okay. Yes. Spell out that first name for me, please.
It's R as in reindeer, A as in Allison, F as in fail, A as in Allison, L. No,
okay.
E as in Ecuador, and L as in loser.
Okay.
All
right. And then Rivera, R-I-V-E-R-A, is that correct?
No, it's not Rivera. It's V as in, what's with the V?
Virginia?
Virginia,
okay.
Exactly. E, R,
okay.
A.
Oh, Vera, just Vera. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. And the second last name is Gomez. So it's G-O-M-E-C.
Okay, perfect. And then the company name is on there as well, right? National Painter Partners? Painting Partners?
Yeah, it's Artisan Shaped LLC.
Gotcha. All right. And then do you know the billing address to this card, though?
It's 1050 South.
1050 South.
Parkway Street.
Okay.
I think I actually had that backwards. Give me a second. It's 1050 South Monaco Parkway, 61. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, Monaco. There you go. Parkway. Okay. Monaco, M-O-N-O-C-O Parkway. Is that correct?
Yeah. Okay. 1050 South Monaco Parkway, 61. Yeah.
61. Okay. And then the city and state on that one?
Denver, Colorado, 80224.
All right. Oh my gosh. My old one right there. All right. That's my old zip code. All right, sir. And then what kind of payment method is it? Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
Where's my wallet? Wallet's in or Visa.
Visa, okay. Now, for security purposes, I can't repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Yeah, but that's what I was saying, that if you can send me a payment link, and then I'll just pay them.
Oh, yes, sir. Sure thing. Let me do that right now. Give me 1 second so I can update that. Boom. Okay. And that's what you're mentioning. Okay. And then, Daniel, what I'm going to do, because it's his name that's on the card, but I know it's your business and the account's coming from out of you, I do need to put him as the account name on there, obviously. And then also, he's going to need to it's a signature type in that I'm going to be sending you for the invoice as soon as the payment goes through, okay? I'm just giving you a heads up of how the process works on there. Now, of course, I have to put him as an authorized user on there, okay? So I don't want to anything I'm doing, I want to make sure you're aware, okay?
Yep.
Okay. Boom. It's so weird. This is my, I feel like, you know, when you have those things, not deja vu or anything, but like just signs, you know, like you're the partner's name, Rafael Gomez, Vera Gomez, that's like my uncle's name. Pretty darn close. So I don't know. Talk about weird signs on that one. And then here's that. Okay, there we go. Now, the next part, I'm going to do this. I'm going to send it to you, and I'll give you a login and password for this as well. And then that way you can plug it in yourself. Let me know when you're done, though, and when you save it. So that way no one sees that card information or anything like that. And then we can go from there, okay? I just want to make sure it's all set before it's even set that way.
All right.
And then this will be... I have to change the names back and forth here. Okay, good. I just want to make sure I do a triple check to make sure that's it.
Hmm.
I'll go through some loopholes. Can you hang on with me? I'm not going to place you on hold. I'm just going to be a little silent real quick, okay? So this part, just letting you know, when I'm giving you this login and password, it is to make sure that it's going to your tracking system, okay? So just know that, obviously, we didn't develop anything yet, so you're not going to be able to move it through, but tomorrow they will have that up and running, so that way they can show you how to keep track of your analytics of everything, okay? So this will be your next best friend on this. Keep track to see how much we're working for you and how much this is coming to fruition for you as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Is this not showing yet? Oh, that could be one. I'm just waiting on this so they can build this right now. While we're waiting for this as well, I want to make sure you're protected on any calls from here on out. So for you and for Rafael, I want to make sure you guys have this understanding here, okay? Anytime we call in, we'll call from the 877 number from here, and we're going to ask only one security question. We will never give out your answer to it, okay? So, again, we will only ask the question. We will never give out the answer. That way you know you're talking to us, and we know we're not giving information out just to anybody. We only want to keep it confidential between you guys, okay? So while we're waiting on these guys over here on that part, far as the security question, you could choose one, all right? You can pick up any answer you want. Just don't forget it. We have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
I don't know. The last one, Lila.
First pet's name? Okay. Okay.
Yep.
And, I want to make sure. Now, again, we would never give this answer out, and I'm saving it right now, okay? So I'm going to repeat the spelling back, L-A-Y-L-A, correct?
L-A-Y-L-A, yeah.
Perfect. Okay. All right. So I'm saving that right now. And again, that never changes. Okay. So it's a red flag if anyone tries to give out that answer either. Okay. So make sure I have that saved. This is actually taking a little longer here. I appreciate your patience with me.
I put it in a word.
All right. You're not in a rush right now, are you? I got like, just need 5 minutes here or there.
No, I have a meeting in 30 minutes, but otherwise it's
good. Oh, okay. It's not going to take that long. No. Okay.
Okay. Hey, Angie. How are you? Good, good. Hey, so the NASA Glenn Research Center called. They want to know what coding do we recommend for a 400 deep training pool? Okay. Makes sense. Yep. All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. My sales guy is going to go, I think, in the middle of the week, and they're going to explain everything to him. So I was wondering, could you go with him? Yeah, perfect. That solves it. Okay, his name is Terry. He's going to give you a call. All right. Thank you. Yeah, so he also, it's the same guy, yeah. It's a metal paint for the entire shopping center. Yeah, that works. That's fine. The armor coat, but we're gonna need a vapor blocker, no? Okay. No, then quote that, I don't know, like, last time we did was 4, 4, 4, 12, so that'd be 35, and then 12, including the, labor, products, materials. Okay.
All right. Let's see here.
Sounds good.
Bye. Okay, perfect. So,
yep. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Daniel, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So you should have an email right now coming to you from Local Splash as well. So that way you can have a link to go in there.
And why is it this time that you're not calling me from the 833 number?
The 877 number?
Yeah, that one.
I mean, I could. I mean, as far as calling out, we save the money on that one. And honestly, it's for our customers. You know, we want to make sure we're talking to you guys in a timely manner. Now that you are becoming a customer, I will be calling from the 877 from here as well.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so looks like your subscription is not active. So reactivate account?
Hang in there. Let you know as soon as they make the adjustment here. Sure. All right. They're jumping on it right now.
So for the products and the, well, I guess, the tech guys are going to tell me tomorrow, right? To kind of like where to focus.
Yes,
in
sir.
Terms of worth.
Okay. Exactly. Yeah. So they're going to put it into the system to say, all right, these are the algorithms set in place for these keywords. Would you like to use them? Is there other areas you want to hit within that 50 miles to go from there? Then awesome. Okay.
And do I have a limited amount of keywords, or should I just go after everything that we do, or just kind of focus on we want to
go after everything, sir? That's my suggestion, because the let's put it this way, your keywords and phrases go up to 100. I haven't met one person that did it, so I wouldn't worry about that.
All right.
Now, as far as your, does it get to like a username and password or anything like that?
Yeah, I'm in the account.
You're in the account.
Yep.
Okay, so. And then your information, you already plugged in the information, correct?
That's what I had asked you, but you didn't tell me. So I go to billing and then I just pay that?
Yeah, so go into the billing there. Put in information, let me know, and that way I can make sure that that went through and you're all set. I just want to make sure you're taken care of. I don't forget my promises, sir.
No way.
So let me know when that's put in, so that because I'm not going to be able to see it. I just know when to process the payment.
Yep. All righty.
It's all in? Okay.
All in.
Okay, make sure you save. Okay. I'm sorry. I say it like that. I just don't know. I can't see. Right. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment of 900 flat. Okay. So please stay on the phone with me, sir. I want to make sure your invoice, through text and email as well. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me know as soon as you receive a text or an email saying, like, your local splash initial invoice, okay?
Okay. Hey man, I'm busy. Can you call Quesel? It's for the delivery? Yeah, call Quesel or Herman. Okay. Yeah, okay.
Okay. Did that come through?
No.
Oh. Why is it taking so long to process here? I want to make sure it's only processing once. That's why I just want to make sure it's just that I'm taking my time with it. I hope you don't mind.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Okay, all right.
What the hell is this?
All right, I should have went through by now, so please let me know as soon as you receive a text or an email on this.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, initial invoice.
Okay, so this next part,
as well.
Very important here. And the text message, because you're going to see both, but I just want to make sure it's easiest for you. I know you're on time crunch a little bit. So in the text message, there's a spot with a link that says to click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see anything like that?
Let me see.
Okay. Once you're in there.
Yep.
Okay. In here, everything we discussed on paper. Now, remember, there's other packages like Facebook, things like that, that we provide, but that's upgraded package add-ons. That's just short descriptions. If you decide to do that, please let me know, which I know we're not doing this. I'm just giving you awareness on that. It gives descriptions of that. I don't want you paying the normal rate. You'll never have to pay the normal rate from here on, as long as you let me know, okay? But for right now, okay, keep everything the same, so that way we can show you what we're made of here. And that way, from that point, if you want to go ahead and move forward with other locations or things like that or upgrade packages, let me know. I'm your guy for that. All right? Take your time reading through this. Yes, sir. And
mobile phone, should I change it to mine or do I leave the answering service?
No, for the mobile phone, I have it saved on this account here for your phone number, for us to contact you in case we need anything or if we need to modify things like that. For your
because
customers?
It appears the mobile phone on the agreement, it's the answering service. Do I change it to mine?
Okay, let me see here. Give me one moment. No, on mine it shows 720-588-0062, right?
Yeah, no, but I need the local scratch terms of experience, and the mobile phone was the 866. So maybe a glitch or something, but I just changed it
okay
to myself.
Yeah, I changed it to yours. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What the hell is this?
And then also, would you be the only person we're talking with tomorrow to get everything set up, or would Rafael be there as well, too?
No, Rafa is in charge of engineering, so he's not. He's kind of like a basement nerd. So.
Okay. All right, yes, sir. So we're talking to the man of the hour then. All right. Now,
I know
you're messing around. I know. Tomorrow, please let me know if you have any further questions, things like that. I will be calling in from the 877 with our team to make this happen and everything like that, just to introduce you guys, okay? Now, again, at the end of this here, it should bring you to one last thing after you type in the name exactly how it shows on the card there, though. So did it go to like a username and password or anything like that, or
what do you mean?
Oh, at the initial invoice part that we're looking at here, at the very bottom, there's two check boxes you have to click, and then you're going to type in the name, the Rafael Vera Gomez on there.
Ah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so no, I was reading this.
Okay, take your time with that. Yes, sir.
Custom website. If you have ordered this service from us, the following section will apply. I just got a very casual message from our provider and says, if you spend 400K before November, you will qualify for a trip. Okay, thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I'm on my own trip. What the fuck? professional development with mobile-friendly formatting and professional design following the latest web trends. All website hosting. I mean, it wouldn't hurt to have both, right? So, but what do you recommend in terms of having which one on our sites? Because, you know, for social media, perhaps we can have our website, and for the Google Business Profile, perhaps we could have this kind of like optimized type of site that I guess that you do for the kind of like landing page type of.
Right. How about this? Because tomorrow we're going to speak further into everything. I mean, today, I know you mentioned that you have a website created by tomorrow, right? Or is that a little different?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
For your website, would that be already created by tomorrow or no?
Yeah, no, that's done tomorrow. I just have to check it. And then once I approve it, they have to connect kind of like the domain and the text pixels and the plugins and widgets and blah, blah, blah. So,
okay.
But it should be immediate. It's done with Webflow, so it's quite fast.
Let's do this. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt on that one, okay? Because you already paid money for it and everything. So tomorrow, let me know. Look at that website. Take a look at everything here. And then if we need to do a website, you let me know. I have the notes in the account for you.
Okay. Well, yeah,
all right.
You let me know.
Yes, sir.
Yep. And, okay, so website support, hosting, maintenance, all website hosting and maintenance fees will be included within the term of the agreement. This includes 30 minutes of technical support per month for hosting and storage. Hosting. If client requires more than 30 minutes of support within a month, additional website project management is provided client 5-hour increments and a portion thereof of 375 for each recurrence is disclosed in 6 months and besides cancel. Delivery dates, development, shot commands, and a signature. So is this additional or it's included?
No, this is all included, sir. I know you already did the website part on there, but like I said, you know, everything is recorded on that part. That's website is through me on that one. So as you can tell, we usually do charge extra for websites on there. But if you decide to move forward with the website on this already, I'm going to make sure they include that in your package. So for the life of you, being with us on that website there, you would not have to pay for it. Okay? That's already included.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, no, I'd prefer something else.
Yep.
So, Facebook business page access, if you've ordered the service, I haven't. Oh, okay, I understand.
No.
Now. If you've ordered the service. Okay, sorry. I
right.
Google Ads, Google Guaranteed. So if you have ordered the service from us, this is included, not the Google Guaranteed.
Not Google Guaranteed, no. Yeah, just the verification and Google Ads. Google Guaranteed part is pay-per-lead type of service.
Yeah.
In there. That's not what we're doing here for you. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, but that was what I was asking you the other day. So the way that I phrased it the other day, I think, was do we get verified by Google so that we can
1,000%. Yes, sir.
So we are going to have the Google Guaranteed, but we're not going to run ads. That's what you're saying.
No, the opposite. So we're going to get you verified through Google, and we're going to get you that Google Ads. Once you're having the system built up, like let's say you get five-star reviews for this location and you're verified, boom. Okay, great. Then you can be able to apply for Google Guarantee, which we call LSA, right? So that is something you do afterwards. This is your first step, though. It will not allow you to do that without it.
We do this, and then we can do the local